This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headlines. Union Minister for Coal and Mines, G. Krishnan Reddy, along with Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, inaugurates Namchik Nampuk Coal Mine in Chang'an District of Arunachal Pradesh. Election Commission announces by-election for Dampa Assembly Constituency in Mizoram to be held on the 11th of November. Assam government launches Shraddhanjali scheme for dignified transportation of Assamese youth who pass away while working or studying outside state. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang meets Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss key developmental and infrastructure issues. Meghalaya Power Minister Metbat Lingdor inaugurates Indo-German Energy Programme Partnership Summit for state-designated agencies in Shillong. The news in headlines. The news in detail. Union Minister for Coal and Mines, G. Krishnan Reddy, along with Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, yesterday inaugurated the Namchik Nampuk coal mine in Chang'an District of Arunachal Pradesh. The Union Minister described the project as a symbol of new hope, marking a significant step towards development and energy security in Northeast India. The Namchik Nampuk coal mine has a coal reserve of 1.5 crore tonnes and has officially become operational with its formal inauguration. The minister expressed confidence that the new coal field would generate employment opportunities for the youth of Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the state is expected to earn an annual revenue of 100 crore rupees from the Namchik Nampuk coal field. Both the state and central governments are working together to make more coal fields functional in the near future, which will bring substantial benefits to the people of Arunachal Pradesh. The Election Commission of India has announced that the by-election for Dampa Assembly Constituency in Mizoram will be held on the 11th of November, with counting of votes scheduled for the 14th of November 2025. The official announcement was made yesterday along with the dates for Bihar Assembly election and by-elections in seven other states. The by-election was necessitated due to the passing away of sitting MLA, Pu Laldin Thuranga Sailo. As per the latest electoral data, Dampa constituency has 20,790 registered voters, comprising of 10,605 males and 10,185 females. This marks an increase of 385 voters from the draft roll. The final electoral roll confirms that there will be 41 polling stations across the constituency, averaging 507 voters per station. The Assam government launched Shraddhanjali scheme for dignified transportation of Assamese youth who pass away while working or studying outside the state. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma formally launched the scheme in Guwahati yesterday. This scheme will primarily benefit youth working for low-income jobs outside Assam and those who die in unnatural circumstances such as accidents or murder. It will not cover deaths due to medical treatment. The Special Branch of Assam Police will serve as the nodal agency, headed by a DIG-level officer, and coordinate efforts through a dedicated helpline 112 and official social media channel. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi to discuss key developmental and infrastructure issues aimed at accelerating the state's recovery and long-term growth. The discussion focused on strengthening vital road connectivity, particularly the vulnerable stretches of Highways 10 and 310A, which are crucial lifelines for the hill state. The Chief Minister sought central assistance for restoration efforts following the recent devastating floods and landslides. Among the proposals presented was the construction of a new railway link from Bagrakote in West Bengal to Rorathang in Sikkim, aimed at improving regional connectivity. Talks also included boosting trade through the development of a multimodal corridor with Nepal. The centre and state are working hand-in-hand to rebuild infrastructure, improve mobility and uplift living standards across Sikkim from the hills to the borders, Chief Minister Tamang said. Police operations against illegal firecrackers are underway in Agartala, the capital of Tripura. Officer in charge of East Agartala Police Station, Subrata Debnath, said that raids were conducted at Maharaj Ganj Market and other marketplaces in the city as a part of the drive against sound-producing firecrackers. Firecrackers worth around 1 lakh rupees were seized during the operation. NCC Police Station OC Prajit Malakar informed that raids have been carried out in areas such as Gola Basti and GB Market, targeting both firecrackers and illegal substances. A total of 11 people have been detained and firecrackers worth approximately 1 lakh rupees were recovered. In Sipahi Jala district, police conducted similar raids at Madhupur Market, Debipur Market and Anand Chamuhani, seizing a large quantity of sound-producing firecrackers. In Manipur, Mera Ho Chamba Festival, which symbolizes Hill Valley Unity, is being celebrated today. Chiefs of different indigenous tribal villages of Hills districts arrived in Manipur Royal Palace in Imphal yesterday to participate in the festival. Mera Ho Chamba Festival is celebrated in Manipur on the 15th lunar day of Mera month of the Meitei calendar every year. Manipur's Chichila King and Rajya Sabha member, Maharaja Sanajobanle Shemba, will lead a ceremonial march involving tribal village chiefs from Manipur Royal Palace to the historic Kangla, where traditional rituals including Mera Mantomba, Yenkong Tamba, exchange of gifts among the tribal village chiefs and valley people would be held. Mera Ho Chamba is the only festival in Manipur in which all indigenous communities participate, and it has a significant importance in unity and communal harmony. The festival will culminate with showcasing of traditional dances and a grand feast marking the brotherhood of different tribes in Manipur. Nagaland's Directorate of Home Guards, Civil Defence and State Disaster Response Force held a coordination meeting cum workshop on civil defence in Kohima on Saturday. The programme was held following the Union Home Affairs Ministry's directive to strengthen district-level coordination in response to the April Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Delivering the keynote, Director General Renchamo P. Kikon emphasized the need to mobilize and build capacity of civil defense volunteers. He shared details of the scheme for training and capacity building of civil defense to be implemented by March of 2026. As part of this, Nagaland will train 20 master trainers and 3,600 civil defense wardens and volunteers across 10 districts. Meghalaya Prime Minister Medbat Lingbo inaugurated the BEE Indo-German Energy Programme Partnership Summit for state-designated agencies in Shillong yesterday. The summit, jointly organised by the Ministry of Power and GIZ, reviewed progress on energy conservation in eastern and northeastern states. Power Minister Medbat Lingbo stressed that energy efficiency is vital for sustainable growth and urged citizens to save power through responsible use. Highlighting Meghalaya's initiatives, promoting of LED lighting, star-rated appliances and awareness in schools, he reaffirmed the state's commitment to working with the centre and other states to strengthen India's green and energy-efficient future. The Marman Circle Freshwater Fisheries Multipurpose Cooperative Society Limited was inaugurated yesterday at Marman Community Hall, marking a milestone for sustainable fishery development in Ribhoi district of Meghalaya. Nongpo MLA Meral Boyn Siam lauded the initiative, urging members to embrace innovation and teamwork to achieve self-reliance in the fisheries sector. Comprising of 16 villages and over 400 ponds, the society aims to combine traditional fish farming with modern aquaculture techniques. Fingerlings were distributed to local farmers as a part of the program. District Administration Pakyong, in collaboration with Nomad Sikkim, launched a first-of-its-kind cohort program at Yakten aimed at strengthening Sikkim's entrepreneurial ecosystem and advancing the Chief Minister's visionary initiative of One Family, One Entrepreneur. The program brings together two distinct groups, local entrepreneurs from Sikkim and cohort members from across India, representing diverse fields such as technology, design, marketing and finance. commenced on the 5th October to continue till the 12th of October, the programme will engage participants in collaborative problem-solving sessions to design practical solutions that address real challenges faced by budding entrepreneurs in Sikkim. The cohort programme signifies a step towards building a self-reliant and innovation-driven Sikkim and is expected to serve as a model for other districts across the country. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.